The war has made a bad economic situation worse for domestic airlines. In the past 2 weeks, the top five U.S. airlines have cut their schedules and announced layoffs of some 10,000 workers. They're asking Washington for help, just as they did after the 9/11 terror attacks. But this time, Washington is unlikely to deliver everything the airlines say they need. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
In good times, the airlines can fight among themselves like the Hatfields and McCoys. But for now, they've pulled together because they want help fast. What they want is to add several billion dollars to the so-called War Supplemental Bill, the $75 billion measure that President Bush asked for this week. The administration is avoiding any commitment, leaving airline relief out of the bill. So the airlines are turning to Congress. Some lawmakers want to approve the supplemental bill in the next 2 weeks, and they're negotiating to help the airlines. But they're also saying, don't overdo it. The airlines first asked for $9 billion. Now senators are talking about $4 billion or less. Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison is from Texas, where Continental and American Airlines have big operations.
We're not just going to throw money at the airlines without knowing what they really need. They have anticipated needs, and I think they've made some guesses, and I respect that, but I think we need to see where we are now.
Republican Senator Christopher Bond is negotiating, too. He represents Missouri, where airlines and aircraft manufacturing are key industries. He said today the relief package hasn't reached fruition.
It's fruiting. It is not fruition yet. This is something that we're going to have continuing discussions on. Everybody understands the problems.
But a big problem for the airlines is what one lobbyist calls congressional airline fatigue. In 2001, Congress passed a $15 billion airline relief bill just 10 days after the terror attacks. Since then, frequent flyers in Congress haven't seen the airlines get any healthier or any more passenger-friendly. Another lobbyist says the 2001 bill produced the biggest case of buyer's remorse he's seen in 30 years on Capitol Hill. Republican Charles Grassley of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said last week that inefficient businesses don't deserve help. He compared the Big Five airlines to upstart Southwest Airlines.
It'd be unfair for the federal government to come in and help companies that are operating at a loss and Southwest is making a profit. If we're going to help, we got to level the playing field, and they're going to have to level it themselves before they get any help.
And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi wants to level the playing field by including unemployment and health benefits for laid-off workers. That's something the 2001 bill didn't do. In fact, the airlines expect lobbying help from organized labor. But Edward Witkind, who heads up the AFL-CIO's transportation department, says they don't want to get burned again.
I think the weeks following 9/11 were pretty bitter weeks for the labor movement and for airline workers in particular, because there were a lot of broken promises at that time.
The airlines are also counting on support from the rest of the tourism industry. But here, too, are some bruised feelings. Tourism lobbyists remember that in September 2001, the airlines got cash from Congress, and all their industry got was footage of President Bush for a promotional ad. Peter Overby, NPR News, The Capitol.